Hello and welcome to episode 14 of the She's Off Script podcast. Today, I'm talking all about how I approach taking time off and going on vacation now that I'm not just an entrepreneur, but a solopreneur. 6 months into my entrepreneurial journey, I'm still very much in growth mode. And as the only one working on my business, I'm learning the art of taking time off without having to shut everything down. If you've tuned into the last couple episodes, you know I'm currently doing a series of solo episodes during our post-season one hiatus. I'll be back with more great guest interview episodes in January. Now, let's dive into today's episode. I will preface this conversation by saying that as someone so early into starting my business, I don't feel as though taking time off in a way that I'm totally unplugged is an option for me. I know some more established business owners who take off the whole month of December or take off 1 month every quarter. At this stage, that is certainly not an option for me, and I don't know that I aspire to do that. I love what I'm doing, and I'm not looking to get away from it by any means. That being said, I know it's important to take time off and recharge. However, as I shared before, the way my life is structured is less stressful and allows me to take the intermittent pauses I need to recharge. I believe the biggest perk of having a flexible schedule is the ability to work from anywhere in the world. So at the time this episode airs, we're preparing for a longer vacation in Nairobi, Kenya. So I thought I would come on and share how I'm preparing for this trip from a business perspective. First, I think it's critical that you plan ahead for any extended absences away from your business. While in my corporate role, I always felt like I was paying a massive toll before and after going on vacation, my sense is that running my own business should be drastically different from that experience. In episode 13, I shared what a day in my life looks like. As the holidays roll around, there are so many more activities and family events and trips that I would like to be present for, both physically and mentally. So you can imagine that it will have some impact on the amount of time I can dedicate to this business. So during our vacation time, there are four business-related activities that I want to continue, which are having coffee chats, responding to email inquiries, releasing podcast episodes, and engaging on social media. I've had to plan ahead to make sure that I can deliver on all of these fronts. Aside from those, I would say client engagements are the biggest responsibility for any business owner, and you definitely need to consider that when you're planning a vacation. Thankfully, I'm not currently in the middle of any large engagements. I either have projects kicking off in January or I'm wrapping up projects before going on vacation. So just as you most likely are not working on projects on vacation from your 9-to-5 corporate job, I would certainly not want to do that in my own business. Now, that's a big generalization because I think there are times when we've all had to check in with the office or look through emails or answer questions from colleagues. But by and large, hopefully you're not fully focused on any projects from the beach. However, so given that I do have flexibility, if that need arises, I'm in a position to choose rather than feel obligated to work during my vacation. So when it comes to preparing for the first activity, the virtual coffee chats, I use Calendly, which allows me to specify my availability. I get to choose when those are going to take place. So even though there will be a 9-hour time difference between Dallas and Nairobi while I'm away, I've set aside 2 hours every day that are convenient for people within the US time zones to set up time with me. I have really enjoyed those conversations so far and want to keep the momentum up on those. And so if you're not familiar with my virtual coffee chats, this is a 15-minute Zoom meeting where we can get to know each other. You can pick my brain about whatever is at top of mind for you, and we can find ways that we could potentially work together in the future. So you can find the link to set those up in my Instagram bio or on the About Me page at sewaajpeller.com. So carving out a specific schedule for those during times I anticipate will be down times on our trip will help to keep me organized, as well as help me separate out family time from work time. So the second activity is email management, and this is probably the easiest to manage no matter where you are. While I probably won't be actively reaching out to people, I will be on email probably once a day or so just to ensure that people are getting a timely response from me. I know there's an option to set off an automated response, letting people know that I'm not available. As I said, I'm not 100% disconnecting, so I don't think that's going to be necessary for me during this trip. Who knows? In the future, that might be something that I will make use of. But again, I don't want to spend my time off with my nose buried in my phone or my computer, so there's just going to need to be a delicate balance there. The third item I will be keeping up with during my vacation is this podcast, of course. I can't leave you guys hanging. My podcast episodes tend to be lined up in advance so that I'm not scrambling at the last minute. I have heard more established podcasters talking about how they have days that they record 15 episodes back to back to back. Yeah, I'm definitely not there. I aspire to be, but 3 months into this podcast, that is not me. For me, I currently have a list of people I would like to speak to over the next 6 months or so, and I work with them to schedule a time to record their episode as our schedules line up. Sure, there are days when I do record more than one episode, but that's not the norm for me at this point. As I work towards batching my activities in the future, I may earmark specific days for recording interviews. We'll see how that organically develops. But for now, it's whenever my schedule aligns with my guest schedule. I would say for these solo episodes during our hiatus, it's been much easier to manage ahead of time since it's just me having a conversation with all of you. No schedules to align. I can just hop on the mic and go through whichever topic you guys have either asked for or whichever topic I have scheduled in advance. So I would say working as a solo entrepreneur, you are not an octopus. You don't have multiple hands that you can have in every pot, especially for me. If you've listened to our previous episodes where I talked about the different strands of my business, it's not humanly possible to be 100% focused on all facets of my business at all times. So I think it's very important to automate any facets of your business that you have the ability to automate. So for example, I've mentioned that for scheduling, I use Calendly, and that really helps to eliminate all the back and forth when it comes to setting up and scheduling time with people. I leave the links and send people towards those links, and that's been very helpful. For social media posts, I use Planoly, which allows me to schedule my posts. You can select your hashtags in advance within the app, and then also see how the pictures will look on your timeline. You can also, of course, write in whatever your post is going to look like as well. Tools such as these, they just minimize the amount of time I spend going back and forth with people. They minimize the amount of time I spend looking for images in different folders on my computer or external hard drive, wherever I'm keeping the specific images, and also minimize the amount of time where I'm thinking, oh, what should I post? So I just have those lined up in advance. So it's not so much of an issue. It's not so much of a you know, waste of time or a time suck as I'm trying to get myself organized. So I think automation is going to be key for me going forward. And I'm always looking for tools that I can use to automate different facets of the business. But in the future, as I discover more of those, I will definitely come on and share those tools with you as well. I have to say, one of the things that I am most looking forward to on this trip is just having a change of scenery to get my creative juices flowing as I plan for next year. I have accomplished most of what I set out to accomplish for this year, but I would like to kick things up several notches in the new year. As the planner that I am, I need to make sure I'm putting together a well thought out strategy for everything that's coming up next year. So from a business perspective, this trip will serve as an offsite of sorts. You know, those offsites the senior leadership and execs used to go off on where they would plan and then they would come back to everyone and say, this is the strategy. This is what we're working on for this year. I'm doing something similar at my level for next year. I recently took a transformational leadership course from Julian Barling, who said so much that resonated with me. He's truly an amazing teacher and speaker. If you ever get a chance to read one of his books or hear him speak, definitely take advantage of it. In any case, one of the phrases he kept saying over and over again was, "What are the smallest things you can do?" And he filled in the blank with multiple statements. So, for example, what are the smallest things you can do to make a difference or give back or put those around you at ease? Or from a business perspective, what are the smallest things you can do to move the needle? So one of the biggest takeaways I had from him was that leadership is not about the big, showy, or extravagant things that we do, but it's about the smallest things you can do consistently. Those small things over time make the biggest impact. So that's the mindset I'm in right now. As I set goals and as I plan for the next year, I'm thinking, what are the smallest things I can do? Not all my future plans are large showstoppers. Some of them are, and I'm really looking forward to sharing those with you. But more than anything, I'm looking for ways to be more consistent. I'm looking for the smallest ways that I can be of greater service to my target audience and the great women that I've started building relationships with. So finally, I plan to enjoy the time that I have off and create new memories with my family. My husband hasn't seen his parents for quite some time and needs all the downtime he can get after an amazing year of his own. At this current stage and at the ages my girls are at, they're 5 and 3, they talk about every vacation for months after we get back. They just came back from spending time with one set of grandparents and will be going to spend time with their français grandparents, as they call them. The time we spend uninterrupted at this age is so precious as they grow up, and we really want to protect that time as much as possible. So what will we be doing while we're in Kenya? Well, the biggest touristy thing I would say we're doing is going on a safari. I'm very excited about that. My oldest actually went on a safari with us when she was 4 months old. So that's about 5 years ago now. So this time, both girls will have a front row seat to all of those activities when we're on the reserve. So I'm so happy that we can give our kids that experience at such a young age, and hopefully it's something that they can carry with them throughout their lives. But other than that, I love going to the Maasai market, just looking for art and for jewelry. If you've seen, for those of you that have been to my home, you've probably seen that I do have art up. I get it from canvases, or I get canvases wherever I travel and then wrap it and hang it up. But also, if you know me, you probably know that whenever I travel, I look for unique pieces of local jewelry. And so that's something that I love to get from the Maasai market as well. But most importantly, we'll spend time with family and friends. So if you have any suggestions for things we can do while we're in Kenya, please drop your suggestions in the comments for this episode post on Instagram. I would love to hear them. Well, so that's it in a nutshell. A bit of insight into how I'm approaching taking an extended vacation as an entrepreneur. Remember that this episode is part of a series of solo episodes I'll be hosting during our hiatus after a great pilot season. We will return with season 2 guest episodes in January. Thank you for continuing to support the show as always, please share us with your friends, colleagues, and family. You can subscribe, leave us a review and 5-star rating on iTunes. Hope you're having a great start to your holiday season. I'll talk to you next week.